Let's go to our guy, Adam Schefter, our ESPN NFL insider. Joins us courtesy of Twin Peaks. You've got some breaking news with Chris Jones. Why don't you just let us know what you just tweeted out about Chris Jones?
Well, D-Mac, I was going to wait and have you ask me about it during the show and then break the news right after. But I figured I've abused you enough this season, so let's just get straight to the news and let you know that Chris Jones' holdout officially is over. The Chiefs and his agents reached agreement today on a deal that basically brings Chris Jones back. The 1 year of the deal stands up. So there were no new years added, but there were a lot of incentives added. And so Chris Jones is back. I'm sure he'll be playing Sunday against the Jaguars.
There you go.
And the holdout is over.
Well,
hooray, Adam.
the AFC West is an interesting place right now. As the Raiders stand alone in first place. But what were the big takeaways from the Raiders-Broncos? Is it something different going on? Or, Adam, is it more of the same?
Well, I think there's some improvements, but the end result is the same, right?
Yeah.
And when you have that, I don't care really what the improvements are. You just say it's another loss. Like, this team somehow has got to find a way to find some momentum and get people excited about them. Right? Like I think that's what it's trying to do. And so here is a home opener with a new coaching staff against a division rival, and it doesn't produce a victory. And so I just think that that's the tough part, right? Like, this is just very macro level that I'm saying this. They need to get some momentum going. They need to get people excited. They need to get people believing in them. And when you don't win, that doesn't happen.
Adam, what should the fan base take from the coach coming out and onside kicking first play of the season, first play of his Broncos tenure? Is that the tone you're talking about?
Well, I think he's trying to fire everybody up. You know, we're going to be bold. We're going to be adventurous. You know, it's basically the play that helped him win the Super Bowl in New Orleans, went out and tried it again. You know, it was a message. Again, they don't win the game. And so that's the unfortunate part here. And you're trying to find a way to do it. They didn't get it done. And so really all that other conversation becomes for naught.
I think we've got a weird situation here in Colorado, Adam. Very, very strange.
But it's great.
Well,
let me guess what you're going to say to me.
Yeah.
Having heard none of your show, that people right now are more excited about the Bucs than the Broncos.
Hey, ain't no doubt about it. But not only that, but I think there's a weird pressure being put on Broncos, which is super strange that would be the case because of how people are so enthusiastic about CU.
But let me just say this, right? And I kind of sense you're going to go there before you even went there. I don't know that there's a more exciting story in football, college or pro right now, than the Buffs.
Wow.
Like, everybody's just smitten with Deion Sanders and what he's doing and the overhaul of the program. So, yeah, they're buzzier and sexier right now than the Broncos. Yeah, of course. They're sexier and buzzier than every team in football at any level, in my mind. Hey, like, that's today, right?
Hey, Adam, did the folks at Countdown consider moving you guys from New Jersey to Boulder for Countdown?
Well, you know, they talked about it. You know, we're going to Countdown tonight, Aaron Rodgers' home debut. Whoa, we're getting lightning. We're getting lightning alerts here.
Oh, are you really? Wow. Seriously?
Safety alert at MetLife Stadium going off of my phone.
Oh wow! Oh,
wow.
Okay.
That's wild.
All right. Should we say goodbye? Are you all right?
Well, no. I'm underground. I'm in the bowels of the stadium right now.
Okay.
So I think I'm okay.
Is this what it looks like to fix Russ? Is this a fixed Russell Wilson?
Well, I think it's a process. I think he looked better yesterday. I think that it's going the way you want. But again, it comes back. You got to win the game, right? And they didn't do that. So did he not look better to you? He looked improved to me.
He looked better in the first half for sure. Way more efficient, but very, very safe. However, in the second half, they kind of handcuffed him a little bit. And they didn't really take many shots down the field. And with 6 minutes to go and the ball in their hand, they went 3-and-out. They're only 3-and-out of 6 possessions. Hey, let me go there with this real quick. How many NFL, you've covered the NFL literally forever. How many games do you recall where a team had 6 possessions in an entire game?
Not many.
Right.
Not many. That's a low number. I don't have it in front of me, but how many plays, how many offensive plays did they run?
Let me see here. The Broncos had
58, Adam.
Was it? You got 12 58. Plays? 58? Okay. Thank you, Matt.
You're welcome.
58.
Hmm. Yeah, well, it's not a high number. It's not remarkably low. It's not a high number, though. They need more production.
You know what Travis Hunter calls 58 plays? A good
warm-up.
Breakfast. That's what he calls it. Adam, what were your biggest surprises and maybe positively and negatively after, you know, almost nearly a full first week of games here?
Well, for whatever it's worth, right, because week one is always a little bit of an extension of the preseason. And so you never want to read too much into it, but I will say this. A couple of things stood out to me right away. The Cowboys are for real. You can't go on the road to a division rival and win a game like that 40-0 and not be a truly, truly powerful, potent team.
Okay.
So I think Dallas is for real. I think the 49ers looked awesome to go into Pittsburgh like that and play the way they did. It's unbelievable. Yeah. You know, disappointing the Giants, like, to lose at home like that. Just brutal. The opposite of the Cowboys. I can't believe that.
Brutal.
And the Cincinnati Bengals, you know, they've started slow in other years when Joe Burrow's missed training camp. So I don't think it's a huge surprise. They were 0-2 last year. Joe Burrow's telling everybody to relax. I do think they'll get better and better. I think the Bengals are a loaded team. But they got stung yesterday, got stung pretty good. And I think the Browns might be a little bit of a surprise team this year.
Bills, Jets. Exciting.
Yeah, well, I don't know if I get on this field right now. There's alerts going off and lightning and hazard threats and all kinds of things like that. But, and you know, I'll tell you the other thing. I'm looking out on the field right now. It's like dark. Now, I don't know if they just set the lights or the clouds went black, but honestly, it looks like it could be 9:30 at night here right now.
Oh, my gosh.
Lovely New York weather.
Well, enjoy the game. And listen, after last week, Matt wants to know if I should ask you about any brisses or
maybe a moil. Could you explain to us what a moil does, Adam?
Anything else? But,
Well, you know what? Matt came through last week. You know, he asked proper probing questions and got rewarded for it.
Thank you, Adam.
You know, listen, he brought his A game last week, showed you up a little bit, showed you how it's done. Hey. You know, it's how it happened. You know, it was like week one for you, right? You
That's
had a giant like performance. You got to turn.
Hey, listen, I'd like to hear more about the Moyles, but I got to cut you off. All right.
Well, that was good. Hey, you got me this week.
All right, Adam. We'll talk to you later. Thank you.
Thanks, Adam.
Adam Schefter joining us, courtesy of Twin Peaks.
Well done. Thank you. How you redeem yourself.